Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back. Episode 2, Season 2, Lasha and Pablo, Strikeout Bros. Here we go. Today's episode's name is going to be the New York Mets Ready. And I'm going to see if Lasha understands what that means. Are the New York Mets ready? What's going on, Lasha? What's going on, Lasha? You know?
What's up, man? Another week, another episode. I know exactly what you're talking about. Are the Mets pretenders or real contenders, or is what we saw last year just an anomaly, or is that who the Mets really are as far as they're like, they're really here, they really show up, they're going to play, they're going to take this National League East by the storm, and or the whole National League, maybe it'll be 1-2 with the Dodgers, who knows, but so far it looks good, man. I know I was joking with you earlier, saying how bad your pitching staff is,
but they've been great. Joking. No, time out. Let's backtrack. See, now, yeah, you know I was going to get you, so you decided to put yourself out there, right? You put yourself out there because you already knew the guns were lined up, right? So,
fire away.
First of all, let me tell you what the sucker was doing. The sucker was driving, right? He's like, I'm on my way home. We're going to start recording soon. Yeah. He's like, Atlanta sucks. They need pitching. Oh, the Orioles suck. They need pitching. This is him driving, right? And then he had the nerve. And then he says, the Yankees suck too. They need pitching. The Mets, you know, the Mets need pitching too. I said, hold up. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. The Mets do not need pitching. If anything, we have too much pitching, all right? All right, look, our pitcher today, right, he was going to go for game number 3, but he didn't pitch so well today. You know, he had a little hiccup. He didn't do so well. Tyler McGill, you know, he's still the man, though. You know, this guy, I think he's going places. You know what his ERA was prior to the game start? It was 0.87. You know what his ERA was after he left in the fifth inning with no outs? 0.63. Okay, so I'm sorry, bro. He didn't get the win, but the pitching is still there. All right? I'm sorry. We don't have
no problems. They were there. No, the reason why Mets lost, they just the offense couldn't score while he was still pitching. That's why they lost.
Yeah.
That's not on his fault.
Yeah, but we had a shot.
And the bullpen came in and kind of messed it up at the end, but.
Oh, the bullpen, you're talking about Mr. Diaz. Yeah, he definitely came in. And
that's what I mean.
He fucked it up. Yeah, he fucked it up real good for us, you know. It was 2-0.
He's part of the bullpen.
Yeah, you know, the bullpen, you know, besides Mr. Diaz. Mr. Diaz is having problems. I don't know. Last time out, he hit 2 batters, and then, you know, he got out of it. And then today, it's like, walk a guy, throw a wild pitch, get that guy a second, and then, you know, home run. I mean, what the hell? I don't know. But whatever. You know, we won 5 out of 6 in our first homestand. You can't beat that. You know, I would have wished that we could have gotten the win. That would have been a double sweep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Against your division rival.
That would have been nice. But, you know, we got Toronto. You know, those guys, those little Miami, you know, Miami guys are tough. Young cats, you know? Played like 6 rookies the other day all together, you know, for the first time, I think, in history. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. They really, you know, said, we're going to rebuild, and that's what it is. But that's some nerve talking shit about my team and their pitching. We don't have a pitching problem, sir. What we have is a whole bunch of, you know, big names, and I think that when we get it together, we're going to definitely succeed. Beatty, you know, this guy needs to get sent down. He sucks. We gave him, you know, 2 days in a row the other day. See if we can put it together at second. I think Acuna's a better, you know, man for the job over that second, while McNeil, you know, gets back to norm or whatever that is. But we shouldn't play McNeil at all. We should just leave Acuna there and let him figure it out. That's what I think. I think that that's the future right there. I don't think McNeil is even part of our team anymore. He's always been hurt when it counted the most, you know? I don't know. But Alonso, though, what do you think about Alonso? Just in case you have, you know, you've been under a rock, I can give you the numbers for Alonso, because I know you've been under a rock, and you don't understand what's happening, but I do. Yeah, let me explain something to you. Alonso is batting 333, three home runs, 15 RBIs, right, to start the campaign, right? This is the guy that, you know, nobody wanted, you know, and look what he's doing. He's playing his job and doing his thing. He's doing his thing. You can't even hate on that guy. He leads the team in all those numbers. Explain that to me.
No, he's been great, man. He's showing the Mets, hey, listen, I want to be here long term, and at the end of this deal, I expect you be the front runners to sign me a long term deal. He likes the Mets. The Mets like him, and he's gonna say, all right. And also, he's gonna let Steve Cohen know, okay, your risk was worth it. It was worth it, and I'm gonna show that your risk paid off. You know, it's just like a job. You know, when a job hires you, they don't look at the reward; they look at the risk. Every person is just the way it is. But if they get something good out of that person they hired, then great. It was an at plus. Same thing with Pete Alonso. If you get great numbers from him, great. If you don't, you can just let him go. But in this case, he's going to. Now you have no option but to sign him, because Vladimir Guerrero just signed a big contract extension with Toronto Blue Jays. So I thought maybe he could be a potential first baseman for the Mets, but that goes out the window. But anyway, back to Alonso. I think it's great, because what I'm hoping for is that, one, he can stay on track, but if he does fall off track, Pete Alonso, that then Lindor starts to get hot. And when he gets hot, it's okay, because then, you know, Alonso can figure it out if he ever gets in the cold streak, which I hope he doesn't. But for now, it's great. He's been carrying the team while Lindor starts to slowly get hot. You know how Lindor is, man. The weather gets hot.
But it's happening.
He had a good game the other day. He had a base hit in a game time situation, and they scored. So he came through when it needs to. And for the Mets, that's all you need. Come up big in clutch situations. And Lindor is a clutch player. Soto's been doing okay. He's had a couple home runs. Nothing amazing yet, but he's going to get there. Like I said, he's going to get warm in the Mets when the weather gets hot. So it's going to be a home run barrage at Citi Field in the next 2 months.
Be careful.
But, you know, it'll be interesting how they do. Like you said, Toronto looks so – they made the Toronto Blue Jays look so silly. And, you know, in my opinion, the Toronto Blue Jays, they have a good lineup. And they have decent starters, but their offense can't do anything. They just, you know, Baltimore played Toronto before you guys, and we split the series. But, you know, we pounded them. We beat them up, too, pretty well, too. But it's interesting with Toronto, man, because they have great offense, and I just don't know why they can't contend. It's so weird. They always fall every year. But what are you going to do? But the name of the story right now is the Mets. They look good. They're taking advantage of a division where Atlanta's struggling like crazy. Washington has been a surprise. They just, you know, they took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, it looks like. Miami's tough, but you beat Miami 2 out of 3, so it's okay. Miami split the series with Atlanta because they got rained out in Atlanta on the last day. But
yeah,
so Miami's tough. And then Phillies are the Phillies. They're not going anywhere.
They just finished taking a series from the Dodgers, bro. So
yeah. And now they're playing Atlanta.
They're showing who's tough, bro.
So if you're the Mets, since you're in first place, you got to keep winning. Try not to fall behind, because it's hard to come back when you fall behind. But if they continue to win and the pitching holds up, the key to the Mets is their pitching, too.
Their pitching is amazing right now. I can't believe
right now it's great. Right now it's great. So enjoy while it's, you know,
while you can. Enjoy it. Let me explain something to you. First of all, their ERA right now, it's probably a little lower now. 2.02, okay? Leading the league, all right? This is the team that has, you know, we have a couple of names here and there, but nothing crazy. We don't have, you know, a Randy Johnson type dude in there. We don't have, you know, we don't have a Scherzer in there. We don't have a Verlander. We don't have a Cease, a Burns. We have these guys that, you know, they come to work, they put on their pants, and they throw the ball. And they're throwing the ball really well, okay? And this is the Mets doing it again for the second season in a row, so they know what they're doing at this point. I'm gonna go that far and say these guys know what they're doing with the pitching rotation. And next year when they do it again, I'm going to be like, yeah, sure, let's see. I can't wait to see what they came up with, you know, because this is what they're doing right now. They're looking at guys, and I see what that guy has, and I'm going to make him even better. But you know what? The reason that works is because these guys don't have big egos. That's what I like about this rotation. This rotation goes out there, and they throw the ball. They don't have these crazy big egos, you know. They're not, you know, trying to impress anybody. They're not doing anything special. They're just going out there and doing their job, you know. Now, if the Mets approach a Corbin Burns, right, because he was a free agent, right, this past offseason, and they said to Burns, you know what, we like what you have, but we're trying to enhance that. Are you willing to be a participant in this? Of course he's going to say, you're talking to Corbin Burns, you remember? I don't need your help. I just need your money. You think that's how Corbin Burns approaches a situation like that? Or do you think he's willing to listen? Or is it just better to get somebody that doesn't have an ego? And
I don't know, but I don't know. It's hard to tell if he has an ego. He only played with the Orioles for 1 year, but he definitely wanted the money. But
money,
you know,
exactly. He wanted the money. So money.
So if the Mets gave him the money and not Soto, he would have went there too. So it's all about money. But
Definitely.
Yeah, I guess ego does play a part in whether you decide.
That your mechanics aren't good enough, you're willing to let somebody tinker with your mechanics.
Yeah, I don't know, because he's considered.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The true ace, Corbin Burns, and he has...
Exactly.
He hasn't like really fallen off, so he's like, my stuff hasn't gotten bad. I haven't gotten bad. Why would I listen to somebody else if I can just stay at the? You know, it's like that saying: if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
If in a situation he got worse all of a sudden, he lost it, and they're like, Arizona came ahead, listen, man, you gotta get your stuff together, man. We're paying you a lot of money. Then he might be like, all right, yeah, let me get myself together, you know, figure it out, because, you know, that's a lot of money, you know.
Yeah,
but baseball is one of those things where, like, you know, they're not gonna, it's not like football. They can cut you and, you know, the money's not guaranteed. In baseball, most of it's guaranteed. So,
yeah. So
I don't know. I don't think, but.
Yeah, I don't know how, you know, but think about it. Okay, so for example, I'll give you a perfect example then. So, like, last year, right, when they jumped on Severino, gave him a chance, right? So obviously, they saw the potential. They saw what happened. You know, he lost his job with the Yankees, right? So they're like, you know what? Let's give this guy a chance, and I think we know how to fix him. And that's exactly what happened, right? Same with Sean Manaea, right? I'm not saying Sean was broken. He was a really good pitcher, right? But they made him an excellent pitcher. You know, it's that kind of situation. This is what I'm talking about. This Mets organization definitely knows what's going on, I think, in the pitching department. I'm impressed with them. I like it. Well, and the whole... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, well, like I said, you got to give a lot of credit to your catcher Alvarez, because he's the quarterback of the pitching staff. He makes all pitching ghosts. He knows how to catch all these pitchers. He knows what kind of pitchers they throw, how to catch him, and he knows how to frame the ball the right way that helps them. And You know, people forget, you know, catcher plays a big role. You know, it's a two-party dance, you know. Not just the pitchers.
100%.
And he's been great.
He's been out. Our catcher now is Torrens.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
Torrens is doing okay. He's doing great.
And he's doing okay with the bat, too.
Oh, he's doing okay with the bat. He's hitting it hard. You know, sometimes it doesn't fall, but he's hitting it hard. But
there's effort. Yeah. It's not like he's striking out.
No. We don't strike out. I got a couple of stats for you, man. You're not going to believe it. But anyway, I want to talk about Vladimir Guerrero, right? So the Toronto Blue Jays come to Citi Field, right? And obviously, you know, there's the problem where, you know, Vladimir not being able to be extended by the Toronto Blue Jays at this point during the series, you know? So, and he had given Toronto a deadline. February 18th would be the last day he would speak about getting extended, and then after that he would just, you know, play baseball and hope for the best after that. But that's not how it went down. So I'm thinking, you know, Vladimir Guerrero goes into Citi Field with the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays are scared, you know, because now, you know, Vladimir gets to look at the stadium a little closer. He gets to look at the players. He gets to look at the lineup, the rotation, and he kind of sees what Cohen's vision is, you know. And with Alonso there and seeing the way Alonso has been producing lately, it's pretty obvious that Alonso could easily be moved to a DH slot to accommodate for Vladimir, you know. Especially in a situation, you know, let's happen to say that we end up in the NLCS again against the Dodgers, right? Obviously, we all know that the Dodgers spent a lot of money this offseason, and they're even better than they were, right, when they won a championship. So now we end up facing that beast again. Not only do we end up facing them again, they're better. So did we get, you know, to where we needed to go to compete against that animal, or do we need to go get a Vladimir Guerrero to come back the following year and really take that beast heads off? You know, the head off, because this is ridiculous. You know, imagine if they win again this year, they're going to go out there and get some more, you know, like, it's crazy. So what do we have to do? Become a super team just as, you know, just to compete with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't know. Cohen probably doesn't want to have to do that if he doesn't have to.
I don't want to see that.
Because, the way rich people stay rich is they're frugal with their money. They don't just because they got the money, they mean they're not going to waste money on things they don't need to buy. And then same thing with the Met, you know, for him, this is just a toy, you know, this is not his main source of income. But he has to be smart, because his goal is to try to win a championship without having to have superstars. It'd be like the Dodgers or the Yankees in the past, where you have a $500 million payroll, and because he had all these guys, and then he learned from his, see, Steve Cohen is smart. He learned from his mistakes. That's why he bought out Verlander and all those other guys, and Scherzer, because he paid all that money, it didn't pay off. So he's like, we tried that route already, paying all these guys money, it didn't work out. Same thing with DeGrom. And now, you know what? Not paying these guys all this money, not paying all these pitchers or superstars all this money. Yeah, they did pay Soto, but you don't have a lot of money tied. You don't have, like, a large portion of your salary attached to, like, three main players. That's what the Dodgers have right now, you know? It's not good. Betts, Otani,
Freeman.
Yamamoto, all these other guys, Freeman. They have a lot of money tied to these guys. And that's, so it makes it harder to go get other pieces if you need to, but they'll find a way to do it. But so I think that's the way the Orioles are approaching it too. That's why they're not going hard on paying a lot of money to Corbin Burns and all these people, because they're like, let's see if we can just do what we have and see, because they know that they have at least three superstars in the long run that you're going to have to sign contracts to. If you're definitely going to want to keep Gunnar Henderson, you're going to want to keep Rutschman, and you definitely want to keep Holiday. Same thing on the Mets. You know, you gotta give Alvarez to catch a big contract. He's your core piece now.
Of course.
Lonzo, he's gonna be your long core piece. He's gonna sign a DRE. That's my opinion.
Of course.
Your core piece. Who else? Acuna. If I personally, I don't, going back to the Acuna and Beatty situation, I don't know why Beatty's still here. I don't know, like, if they owe him a favor or something, but
yeah,
they're not giving Acuna enough chances. I don't know if there's maybe they're not impressed with. I don't know what it is they're concerned about, but if they give Acuna a chance, I think he'll run with it and he'll do well.
I think so,
and he'll be a future second baseman. You have Vientos at third, Alonso at first, and you, who's your shortstop again?
Lindor, bro.
Lindor, that's right. Sorry.
Who's my brain shortstop fart again? Wow.
I forgot. I'm not paying attention.
Who are you? Where are
anyway,
you?
Lindor is your shortstop. So if you have those guys, Beatty's just very suspect on defense, and he doesn't have a good bat. He's just a line drive hitter.
He fumbled the ball today with a double play to get McGill.
And it was an easy play, too. It wasn't like a
right? Yeah, it
crazy.
Wasn't hard. Yeah,
it's not like it hopped over his head, and you know, it wasn't like me. It was like a 5-year-old can make the play.
Yeah,
but he gets nervous, I think. He gets shaky, or I don't know what it is. And the guy, guy that hit the ball, it's not like he was running. You know, it's not like. The guy even thought it was going to be an easy out. That's why he was kind of trolling down to first base. He wasn't trying hard. But because Beatty messed up, he got there safely. I was like, man, if Beatty had just gotten to it, he could have made up for the mistake and still gotten the guy out, in my opinion. But, it gets in his head. I guess it's a lot of pressure. It probably gets in my head, too. But still.
He wants the job so bad. He knows that McNeil's around the corner.
He knows. He knows
he has to go down.
Yeah, he knows there's a lot of pressure, and he knows this is his last chance, at least with the Mets, if he wants to be a true starter, you know?
Obviously.
So, I don't know what the problem is, but Mendoza needs to just starter. Pull the string now.
He would never be a true starter for the next couple of years, if you think about it, because McNeil is there. McNeil is on the contract. He would be a bench player. This is why Acuna is the better option, because Acuna can play that infield. He's fast. And, you know, I see a bright future for that kid, you know. I think that he's the future of the team. I really do. And if we get him on base and he's going to steal for us, come on, man. I want to see 40, 50 from that kid because I know he can do it today. But we have to get him on base. If he's on the bench, you can't steal, right? So if anybody's listening to our amazing podcast, you know, with Lasha and Pablo, Strikeout Bros, if anyone's listening, please send Beatty down. Or send him to the Orioles. You know, they're not going anywhere anyway. So what's the point? Send them to the Orioles.
I don't want Beatty. We got Gold Glover at third base. We got Ramon Urias.
Send
Come
McNeil
on, man.
And Beatty. You can have him for free.
We'll I don't want neither. Well, McNeil, no, we have a second baseman.
You
we
don't
got,
want McNeil. You don't
we
want
got Holiday.
I would do McNeil might be better than Holiday right now.
If McNeil was outfielder, then yeah, I'd take it. If it was like
a
Nimmo.
He's a true left fielder. You know that McNeil is a true left fielder.
But he plays infield sometimes?
He plays second base.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But nothing, y'all pass.
Not even for left field?
No.
You see? Why?
Huh? Because you got Heston, you got the rookie Heston Kerstad. You have Cedric Mullins, and then you have Tyler O'Neill, the guy who just gave, a 3-year deal. So I think that you got, and they got a guy coming up too. So I think they're not trying to. Maybe as a backup, maybe that'd be a good bench player. See, O'Neill would, McNeil would be a good bench player in my opinion. Somebody you can rely. He come off the bench. You have him batter two. Come up in a big situation, I think he could be an asset. But as everyday starter, no.
Trash, bro.
But I don't know. Maybe he's like Lindor. He starts out slow. Maybe he'll get hot as the weather. Who knows? I don't know. But defense, I don't know. I don't think the weather has anything to do with the defense. Offense is a little different because, the ball carries further when the air is warmer and thinner, But, McNeil's just been awful. Beatty's been awful, but it's not going to hurt the Mets. It's not going to hurt the Mets.
It's not going to hurt the Mets to do what? To do what exactly? What are you talking about?
It's not going to hurt the Mets even if he's doing bad. It's not hurting them.
Now, right now it's not, but
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That's an automatic out. I don't want to see Beatty in the lineup before. It's pointless.
He's not going to play him. And Mendoza's smart. He's not going to play him unless he. The only way he plays him, if he's the last guy off the bench and it's a big situation and he's the only guy they can use, then that's. He's the type of guy he'll bring in if it's like the 12th or the 13th inning and the game is dragging and you need something and he's your last piece on the bench.
He actually does that on every game, 8th inning, 9th inning, depending on how the game is playing out. He'll swap players out to give players some time. He does that every game, actually, believe it or not. He's good for that. He's going to do that. But, so tell me what you think about the Juan Soto / Alonso combo with Alonso protecting Soto is working, or do you think that it was better last year when, it's early in the season, but do you think that the Aaron Judge / Soto combo was a little better? And then I'll give you some numbers so you can think about what you just finished saying. But I just want to know what you think about the combination platter. Obviously, we know that Judge is a superstar. We know that Soto's a superstar. But it shows you how good of a player Soto is to be able to transform a player that we knew had potential and just needed to relax and have an objective. And now he has an objective. The objective is not to swing at that low stuff, to stay focused and try to get a walk or wait for his pitch somewhere in the circle, in his little wheelhouse, right in the box. I don't know. But I'll give you some numbers when you tell me what your opinions are on that.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to help Alonso a lot because he's going to see the pitches. They're going to tempt Alonso. They're going to take more risks with Alonso with Soto. So he's going to see the pitches that Soto's not going to see because most of the time they're probably going to either walk Soto or pitch him carefully. So it helps Alonso. So his numbers are going to probably go up. That's why he already has, 3 home runs already?
Yeah, he has
15 RBIs. So it's helped him a lot. You know what I mean? I just personally, in my opinion, I just think Aaron Judge is the better hitter between Alonso and them. But they're both powerful guys, and it helps both of them. So either way, it doesn't matter who you put.
It matters. It matters. Think about it. My biggest gripe and the thing I was mostly scared of during the offseason was, all right, we have Soto now. Who's going to, hit behind him? Like, we didn't have that big bat that could just turn everything around, Because if you don't want to pitch to Soto, then you're going to have to pitch to Alonso. Alonso's going to have to get something because you can't walk him too, especially if Lindor got on base already. And then Soto's behind him or you don't want to pitch to him and Soto gets walked and now you have Alonso there, You're like, what are you going to do? You have no outs, right? Alonso's up to bat. You have to throw him some cookie. You have to throw something. You can't walk him too. So, think about it. Let me explain something to you. Between Soto and Alonso together this year, combined, they have 16 walks. And I want you to tell me to guess how many times they struck out combined together this year so far. And we've had how many? 4 series. So they've batted enough times to shit the bed, to say the least, on the strikeout tip. Tell me, how many times you think both of them struck out together combined this season?
Combined?
Yeah, so combined they have 16 walks. How many strikeouts? That's impressive. Of course
it is. I think it's about 9 or 10 around that. I know it's not too high.
It's 10.
It's pretty low.
It's 10. 5 apiece.
That's not bad.
That's crazy. Alonso would have had 15 by now last year by himself.
Yeah, seriously.
No, seriously.
Yeah, but now he's more patient because he knows the pitcher's going to be more careful. And so there's a good chance that he might make a mistake now because he was the guy last year that the pitching was a little careful to. Now they can be a little more aggressive. And Alonso is going to hope that the aggressiveness on the pitcher causes the pitcher to make a mistake and he can take advantage of it and hit a home run.
That's kind of like what's happening right now. It's happening right now, folks. I think it's a great combination platter. It's one of the ones that I've, you know, I look at, I'm like, wow, these two together can really, really turn this into something. Maguire and Jose Canseco, minus the steroids. I'm not going to say Aaron Judge and Soto, because Aaron Judge and Soto aren't together anymore. But Pete Alonso and Soto are. So Mark Maguire, Jose Canseco. Can you name another duo like that? That and compete with a duo like what's happening right now? I can't think of another one right now. Two big boys like that back to back.
No, I don't know. I can't really think.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
I guess you could say Trout and Ohtani when they were together.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. 100%. But it's funny how it didn't really
work. Or Betts, or Mookie Betts and Ohtani now. You know, or Freeman and Ohtani. So I don't know. But yeah, as far as like power bats, like
the same. It's
more Alonso, like, yeah, those are the only two.
Now, like you said before, no, it has to be similar to like when you said Trout and Ohtani. That definitely, I saw it. Those are two big ass dudes. You know what I'm saying? Crushing the ball because they just can. Maguire, Canseco, Alonso. Soto. I'm trying to think of another combo like that, but well, nah. Cespedes was who did Cespedes have on that team when? Not anybody like that. Nah. But anyway, the Phillies are still, you know, relevant. They beat the Dodgers in a series, and I think that's the team that we're going to have to try to smoke to get that division. I don't think that Philly's going to give it up so easily. I think that they still have one more year before they completely fall apart and can't make the playoffs anymore. You know, but I think this is their last year. I think that they're going to be a little problem for the Mets. What do you think about that? They beat the Dodgers, so that means that they actually are somebody that you have to look at and say, hey, they're not done yet.
Yeah, Philly's a tough team, man. They did well against the Dodgers. The pitching staff was pretty good, and the offenses showed up when they needed to. They said, man, just silence the Dodgers, which is good. But, yeah, I always say – my prediction was Mets, Phillies at the top of the division, Atlanta in third. Atlanta and Philly are playing each other now. Atlanta took the first game, but we'll see. There's two more games left right now. So who knows? It's still early in the year, but Philadelphia is a better offense. Their pitching staff is better than Atlanta's.
100%.
I'll take the Phillies for now, but. Yeah, Phillies, if Harper, you know, he starts getting hot, you know, they can take off. You know, Ray Muto, Kyle Schwarber's kind of been on the cool side of the fence lately, so he hasn't been done much. But if he gets hot, yeah, if he gets
cold out there, it's cold at City Field. Yeah. So, you know, take some time. I went to the first series, and and it was cold as hell. And the balls weren't going anywhere. They would get hit really hard and then just die. Come right back down. It was crazy to actually see it. And you could, you know, you're like, wow, that's out of here. Nope. Wrong again. That's out of here. Nope. All night. For the whole series, actually. That's how cold it was. It was cold. And I was like, those balls ain't flying nowhere. It's crazy how that works. But it's true, though. It's true. So in my own eyes. How about Boston? Those guys are in your division, too. What do you think about them? I think that they started clicking, brother. And I think you have a serious problem.
Yeah, they took 2 out of 3 from Baltimore. They beat us up at home in Baltimore. That was the first home opener, and they beat us up. But, yeah, their offense is sneaky, man. Duran and Devers.
Yeah.
Bergman. They got
Alex Bregman.
Bregman's been a great addition for them. Oh my gosh. That was a great under the radar signing for them.
Yeah. No, it wasn't under the radar. For some reason, he couldn't get a job. He was one of the last of the Mohicans in the offseason. And then, boom, Boston says, you know what? We'll take him. And the problem was that, you know, they had a little beef over there because, you know, Mr. Devers, right? He says, when I was signed, I was told I was third baseman. And you know what? We got a new third baseman. You can DH. He wasn't having it. They figured it out somehow. Let me explain something to you. Bergman the other night. Sunday, 4-for-5, a homer, 2 doubles, 6 RBIs, and Devers, 4-for-4, 3 RBIs. You know, they destroyed the Cardinals 18-7. All right, if that keep continues to happen, you don't have to ask yourself whether or not the Baltimore Orioles have a chance, because they definitely won't have a chance. The Yankees, Toronto, Tampa Bay, I don't think any of you guys have a chance against this team that was set up to win today. The pitching is there. Obviously, they're hitting the ball very well. I don't think that division, I think it's theirs to lose. That's just me. But you never know. Last year, they were pretty close, but they failed.
Yeah, well, Yankees are doing well, but then they went on a little three-game skid losing streak. They lost one to Pittsburgh and then lost two in a row to Detroit. They came back today, but I think, you know, it's a lot colder in Michigan than it is in New York. So I don't know why, but
I
don't know, man. I don't know who has the better lineup between the Yankees or Boston. It's hard to tell. I'd say the Yankees, just because, you know, they still have Judge. He's not gone anywhere. They got Volpe. They got Jazz Chisholm Jr. He's been there. They got Bellinger. So he's been great for them. So, but yeah, the Red Sox, they're a young, hungry team. They're exciting to watch. They're going to be a handful. And their pitching staff is not that bad. They got Garrett Crochet. He's their lead ace on that staff. So he's been good for them. And their bullpen is not bad. So they're a surprise team. They're a team that no one's going to expect. And they're going to be like the Orioles of 2022, which just came out of nowhere and surprised everybody. But, yeah, so I think Boston – now, granted, the Cardinals are not an impressive team, but it still is always impressive when you beat somebody up 18-7. You know, it's a butt-whipping. And it was in a doubleheader, so – which is the crazy part. But, yeah, I think, you know, I think Boston – I don't know who they're playing tonight, but
– Boston?
I think –
Boston is playing the Blue Jays, and they lost. They lost 2-1.
Yeah, Toronto's 11. Yeah, right now, Toronto's, you know, they're a young team. Toronto, they've had a good road trip so far. So who knows how long.
The road trip came through New York, and what happened? They got swept the same field, bro.
Now that they're in Boston, it's gotten better, but yeah.
Yeah.
They're 2-3 on a road trip so far in a 6-game road trip. So we'll see. But, yeah, man. But anyway, Paul Skeens of the Pirates, he allowed 5 earned runs for the first time, resulting in a 5-3 loss to the St. Louis Cardinals at PNC Park on Friday, on a cold Thursday, Tuesday evening. I was just really surprising. I think I'm not surprised for him. You know, with pitchers, the problem with the Colts, they have a really hard time gripping the ball. And when they have a hard time gripping the ball, it takes away the ability to control where the ball goes. And so he didn't have full control. The pitching speed was there, but speed is no good if you have no control, because the faster you throw and the less control you have, that's how home runs occur. That's how you get beat up, and that's why he got beat up that day.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna worry about it. He didn't get beat up, but
he got beat up.
No, but for her standards, yes.
It's the first time ever. Okay, because when he was in the minors and he was in college, this never happened to him. He never got lit up for 5 runs. That's getting lit up for Paul Skeens. You know, Paul Skeens, nobody scores on Paul Skeens. All right, so the fact that it's never happened to him since, you know, he's been in college. It's pretty incredible, you know. No team has ever gotten more than 5 runs on him, which is crazy. That's what's so amazing about that. You know, he's going to be okay. I think he's going to be okay. And I think you're 100% right about what happened. And he was unable to keep control of that ball. But we got a hit of the week, obviously, like always, and we have a pitcher of the week. And I'm going to let you handle that.
So, our hitter of the week is Ivan Herrera of the St. Louis Cardinals. On April 2nd against the Los Angeles Angels, he had he went 3-for-4, 3 home runs, a walk, 6 RBIs, and 3 runs. And then, unfortunately, 2 or 3 days later, he's on the IL. He's going to be out for a while. He got hurt.
Wow. So
I was like, and they finally found a catcher that is might be good. Ever since they lost Yadier Molina to retirement. So it's crazy how that happened. And then our gunslinger of the week is our Martin Perez of the Chicago White Sox, who are like one of the worst teams in the majors.
Yeah, but look what he did.
He had a good outing against the Minnesota Twins, who are not that great either. On March 31st, he went pitched 6 innings, 0 hits, 0 earned runs, and 9 strikeouts.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, today I was watching some of the games. There were several games like the Pirates went like into the seventh inning with getting at no hit, and then they finally got a hit. The Yankees are getting no hit for a while. They finally got together.
Yeah, so were the Mets, bro.
And so were the Mets. It was crazy. I was like, are we going to get a day where, like, we have 4 no-hitters today? It's like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be crazy. Yeah, it's going to be hard for me to choose next week's pitcher of the week, but yeah. I got some homework to do after this.
Yeah, you probably do.
But the White Sox are god awful. Oh my goodness, it's terrible. But for the fact that he got it is just impressive. But it just tells you, you know, you just need to have one good night, and you know, who knows? Just happened to have a good night, Martin Perez. But
good night. Who knows? That's a great night, man. Listen,
yeah,
I love you for him. But the Mets, you know, it's funny you say Minnesota's trash, right? And so is Oakland. You know, Oakland just won their first game at home recently, and it's crazy because that's where we're going next. We're going to that little Shake Shack over there in
Sacramento, California.
Yes. Can't wait to see that action unfold, right? And then after that, we go to Minnesota. So hopefully we can just, like, come back with 6, you know? That would be awesome. And, man, that's not going to happen. But, you know, it's good, nice to wish. But I have a trivia question for you. This one, you should be
able fire to, away.
I'm going to be able to pick this up. All right? I got the top 4 here, right? And I'll give you a little hint if you need it, but the question is, who has the most RBIs this season, right now, as we speak? All right, so I got the top 4. I just need, give me 2 out of 4, and I'll be, you know, that'll be a W for you.
I only can give you top 1, Aaron Judge, just because he's had so many home runs. And then,
How many do you think he has?
What, RBIs?
Yeah, bro.
I would say Alonso and Judge. I know Alonso's, since Alonso already has 15 RBIs, he's got to be up there. And then Judge, he had one game, he had like 7, 8 RBIs in one game, so he's got to be at least 20.
Yeah. All right, Judge has 18, Alonso has 15, third.
All right, so I was off by
Kyle Tucker 2. Is number 2 at 16. And one of your Cubs. Boys, yeah, and one of your boys is on the Orioles is number 4. You know who that is?
On the Orioles, it's not Gunnar Henderson. He just came back. It's not Rutschman. Tyler O'Neill, the outfielder. No?
Cedric Mullins.
Oh, Mullins, yeah. He's had a good start. He's been slow. So that's good to see him doing well. But their problem with Baltimore is they have no pitching. And they just lost their best pitcher, who's their starter. Opening day started. He's out for a while. Kramer has been awful. Eflon is gone for a while. But it's all right. They recently signed Kyle Gibson. He had a great year with the Orioles 2 years ago, and I hope he gets a chance because he seemed to do pretty well. So I'd plug and play him. But they just called somebody else, they called in a minor league pitcher from AAA to take Eflon's place. So we'll see how they go. But they're in some serious trouble, the Baltimore Orioles, because right now the offense is not as the offense is inconsistent. Some days those hit 12 home runs or 12 runs, and the next day they score like nothing. Like today, we lost 7-0 to or 9-0 to the Diamondbacks. So it's been a really bad road trip. They went 2-4 on the road trip. So it's what it is. But season's still early. I'm not gonna hit the panic button. It's a long way to go. But
if you don't look good though, and then and the problem is that you guys are, you know, you guys should have been knocking on somebody's door, but it's not happening right now. It's just like it's a little weird.
Well, I kind of like that. I'm kind of glad it's happening because now it's forcing Michael Elias's hand to like, okay, I now really have to do something. I can't be cheap. And I have an owner who's got money. He's not the Angelos anymore. He's the owner. He's giving me carte blanche. So now he's like, all right, now he's going to get pressure from the owner. Like, hey, come on, dude. I didn't buy this team just to be back to the 2000 Orioles where we're trash, you know.
You have to spend.
Yeah, you got to spend. You want to be contenders, you got to spend. Yeah, so what? You got to give a prospects. Whoop-de-doo. So far, all the prospects they gave up for the Corbin Burns, they haven't been amazing for the Joey Ortiz and I forgot the pitcher they gave up, but they haven't been lights out for Milwaukee. So what? And the guy that, and then Kyle Stowers, who they gave up for Tyler Rogers in Miami, he hasn't been. He played against you guys today. He's been all right. He's a good outfielder, but he's not lighting it up for Miami. So doesn't mean. See, that's why prospects, it could go either way. You don't know. So stop holding on to things. If he can get you something better in return, who cares what the other prospects do in somewhere else? What matters is your own team. Is it going to help your team win? Great. If not, then don't make the deal. But, yeah, they're going to have to get at least two starters because they're in trouble.
Yeah, I agree. But this is the end of the show.
Yeah, man. Good show.
Talking. Definitely good show. Listen, man, for that trucker out there that's listening to this, the guy that's driving from Cali.
Don't worry, you're not alone.
To New York, you're not alone, brother. From New York to Cali or from Cali to New York, and you're like, you know, listening to the Strikeout Bros talk some shit about the Mets and the Baltimore Orioles, a little bit of the Atlanta Braves and the shitty Yankees. You know, that's what you're into. You know, whatever. We're here for you. But
you guys right now, the Braves are winning 2-1, so I'm happy.
There you go.
So
I'll take that. You know why? Because this way, it knocks down the Phils a little bit. We're going to have to pay the Phils at the end of the month. It's, you know,
in Philly or New York?
In New York, bro.
Oh, so they come to you first. Yeah.
It's going to be fun to watch that. I want to see what, you know, because that's a little rivalry there that I like to watch because, you know, after what happened last year, a lot of things happened, you know. The Yankees couldn't even believe what was happening.
It'd be nice for the Mets to light up Taijuan Walker or what's the other, Walker.
I like Walker.
And Wheeler. Oh, my God. How amazing. That'd be a great matchup. Wheeler and Walker. They both get lit up.
Nah, it's going to have to go down like that. It's going to be fun to watch because, you know, a lot of ex-Mets pitch over there. So it's going to be fun, bro. I love it. But, you know, you guys have a good night. I'll show you do what you have to do.
See you next week, guys. Exactly. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Peace.